Psalm 90, verses 1 to 12, and I shall read. Verse 1. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and savest, return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in Thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning, they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom.
The title of my sermon this week, at most at 70 or at most 80, you die. There is a Chinese proverb which says, 人生七十，古来稀. It is rare for a man to live up to 70. When I came with my parents from China to Singapore in the year 1926, I first saw my grandfather, who had come here before us. He was 65 years old. And even I was so young, I had heard this proverb. My father was a Chinese scholar, and he always quoted Chinese proverbs. So I felt that my grandfather would not live too long, 65 and 70. The Bible, which is the Word of God, says it more accurately. The days of our years are 70 years. If by reason of strength they be 80 years. It tells us that we will soon be cut off and we fly away. Psalm 90:10. To word it more vividly, we have entitled our sermon, At 70, or at most 80, you die. Not everyone will live up to this ripe old age. For my mother lived up to only 54. And I had a baby girl who died after my mother in 5 weeks, and she was only 7 months old. The fact with us is that we all want to live forever. Nobody will ever think of death. So let us learn a lesson from my cousin, Miss Do Soon Ai, who passed away unexpectedly last week. She had suffered for long in kidney dialysis, and yet she did not want to miss a single worship service. But one day she fell on the way to church, and this resulted in the amputation of her feet. This brought her much grief. Yet she recovered enough to do some cooking and to go out shopping, I heard. Despite her illness, my cousin was full of life. I was so happy that she would recover completely, as I thought. When I heard she was warded at the NUH hospital again, we went to see her, but she could not wake up. The next day, the shocking news came that she died. The more we want to resist death, the more death will find us. She was in her mid-80s. There is no question but that she is in heaven now. This is your question. Where will you go when you die? But all her well wishes had wished her to live. So let me ask you a question. How old are you? Are you now in your 60s? Whether 60s or 70s, we are all the children of death. Our strength is paradoxically full of labor and sorrow. And when a person grows old, he or she has to pay much more for medicine than for food. Life is seeing the doctor all the time without ceasing. If that is the case, since the doctor cannot heal us completely, don't you think that we must prepare for death? The Bible here then tells us what short life we live. The shortness of our lives is compared with a flood. A flood that comes in and in a few hours disappears. Our short life is like taking a nap in a short while we get up. And it is like grass that grows up in the morning, but in the evening it is cut off. These are the words of God. And James even tells us that our life is but like a vapor which appears for a little time and then it vanishes away. James chapter 4, verse 14. Because of our sins, God is angry with us. And our secret sins are all exposed before God's eyes. So we must ask God to teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. In short, we must repent. Do you know that Moses had a first wife and she died during the wilderness journey to the promised land? Moses then chose an Ethiopian wife, a black woman. But he was a proof of God that she would be his helpmate. Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 to 15. The importance of a wife can be seen from Moses' 90th Psalm, though the wife is not directly mentioned. Although husbands and wives are not openly mentioned, it applies to you and to me. Husbands and wives have only a short time to live together. Therefore, husbands should love their wives, and wives should reverence their husbands. Why does Paul tell us three times in Ephesians chapter 5? This is because not too many husbands are loving their wives. Well, the result is that as many wives have also cooled off towards the husband. For they have left their first love. Ephesians, Revelation chapter 2 tells us the Ephesian church did not love Jesus fervently as a wife. I've known of a wife who dutifully served her husband, cooking 3 meals a day, since he took her for granted, without any appreciation, when she fell ill, she died quickly. as if to say, good riddance to her husband. After that, the husband has to eat his meals irregularly, seated sadly by himself, all alone. We remember how when we were young and were first married and we loved each other so fervently, but today I'm speaking to those who have been married quite a long time already, and so we cool off and bring sadness to ourselves. Now, how quickly time flies. Again, I ask you, how old are you? Whether you like it or not, at 70, and at most 80, you die. But do you know you are safe or not? The final answer is either it is heaven or hell. Where will you go? So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The wisest thing to do is to repent. I propose that we read Psalm 90, the prayer of Moses, the man of God, responsibly and meditatively. Psalm 90, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been a dwelling place in all generations. Thou turnest man to destruction and says, return, ye children of men. And thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. Did you ever realize that our life is so full of troubles? And they come from God to chastise us, but we completely forget about them. The days of our years are 80 years. By reason of strength, they be 80 years, yet it's a strength, labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. A prayer of Moses, the man of God.